Harper Via and Harper Audio present Too Much Lip by Melissa Lukashenko, read by Tamala Shelton.
This audiobook contains words and phrases from the Yugambeh Bundjalung language. The narrator, Tamala Shelton, has learnt the language within this story for the audio edition. Tamala's heritage is Bundjalung and Lama Lama country. She was charged with shooting the accused, who in giving evidence against her, made no secret of what his intentions were towards the woman. She, he said, was only a djinn, and he could do what he liked with her. District Court, Criminal Sittings, Brisbane Telegraph, the 31st of January, 1908. Owen Addison, 1943. It was Owen's first time in the big country town that thought it was a city. The boy had never heard a tram rattle along a paved street, never before seen a raised boxing ring, waiting for him, empty and ominous, under blazing electric light. The number of white fellas in the world was a revelation. Dugai burst out of every door, their pale faces staring at him, strangers, to a man. The great yellow hope, he heard one of them say to the flash piece of mutton hanging off his arm. Owen swallowed. At home, his enemies were clear. Reverend O'Sullivan, the Gungibles, the welfare. But where was the snake hidden in this particular paddock? There, over in the corner, a stout Gungi with a flaming red beard. Three more beside him, all wearing the unfamiliar blue serge of the Queensland Police Force. His mum's voice rang in his ears. Keep your jangs shut tight, son. It's your job to keep the godbotherers away, so keep quiet and mind your bloody win. Her arms flung around him so tight his breath was forced high into his throat. His arms roped around her too, trembling. Pride bursting in his chest. I'm a man, fighting to keep us free. Me, Sissy, Bon, and the terror of it all falling on his head at 14. The red beard strolled over, smiling a smile to chill the marrow of your black bones. He shook Mr. Lewis's hand. Corbett's the name. So this is him, is it? He asked, swiveling to pin Owen beneath his gaze. The new Jack Johnson. Owen stiffened. Melbourne had rioted after the Negro Johnson had won. Men had died, and Mr. Lewis was a banana farmer. He knew nothing about Gungis. But Owen's no flash yank, Mr. Lewis said mildly. He's just a handy half-caste from Rivertown. Is that right, boy? The sergeant seized upon the adjective. Andy, are ya? Try to be. Owen's chin jutted. The sergeant gazed at him, unsatisfied. He leaned closer and his copper's breath blew hot in Owen's ear. You might be thought something pretty over the border, he said softly. But the last coon that got too handy round here swung for it. Got that? He stepped back laughing, as though he'd made a fine and private joke. After a moment of incomprehension, Owen's bladder jerked in fear. He wanted to kill the man standing in front of him. But there was his mother to think of. And Reverend O'Sullivan, sniffing after his sister's souls. Yes, sir, Owen mumbled, though he didn't. He'd heard the word 100 times in approval from older men. Handy with a horse, handy sort of a lad, handy with his fists. Now, somehow, in the instant between Mr. Lewis uttering the word and it ricocheting back at him, handy had become a steel trap. Owen's job was clear. Keep the Gungibles away by winning in the grimy tents of country towns, by boxing his way to the title Mr. Lewis said was his for the taking, by being the native pride of Rivertown, so authority had no excuse to come hunting down his sisters and him. But if Queensland didn't like its blacks handy, if Queensland lynched them for it, then was he supposed to win this match or not? It was a question gnawing at him when he ducked between the taut, white ropes, still consuming him when the copper's eyes bored into him on his corner stool, warning him away from handiness, and paralyzing him until the instant his opponent, a red-haired chunk of a lad, was announced as our own Johnny Corbett. Owen knew then what he had to do to win, could guess, too, in a general sort of way, what the silver gloves would cost him. He bent and spat into the zinc bucket, his pulse hammering in his neck. Then the lad rose to stand lean and tall and black beneath the blazing light.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?